This is episode 53 of the Lost Trail Runner podcast, being brought to you by me, Ron, and I'm at Mountain Park Park, which you may have heard referred to in my previous podcast when I did the Tweet Up Trail Run with my Twitter friends. I am at Mountain Park getting ready to walk. I am walking today because on my trail run the other day, I stubbed my toe pretty bad on a root. Well, not a root, on a stump. It's swollen and purple. I don't know if I broke it or it's just bruised, but it hurts pretty bad. And today's going to be my day to give it a test as far as whether I can run on it or not. What I'm going to do is start out walking and begin my workout. That was my Nike Plus on my iPod Touch. And I'm going to do a little walking and see how it goes. And if I'm comfortable with my walk, then I'm going to use my Gym Boss and try to do some run one, walk one intervals easily to test my toe running. Because as you know, I have Xterra Trail Race Saturday that I want to run, and this jeopardizes me being able to run that race if I have a toe problem. It'll probably be a fairly short recording today. Just wanted to get one out there about my toe problem and what I'm doing to see how I'm gonna handle it. So I'm walking on the 1 mile loop here at Mountain Park Park. I probably walk for about 5-10 minutes and then start jogging and see how it works. Walking by the tennis courts right now, so you may be able to hear the people on the tennis courts. Someone's giving lessons. This is a fairly nice park. It's got tennis courts, baseball fields, which are multi-purpose. They use them for football during football season. There's a library here. And this library has free Wi-Fi, so I can set in my car and use my iPod Touch from the parking lot if I need to. And I just put Skype on my iPod Touch. I hadn't even known that that was available for an iPod. I had heard that they were putting Skype on the iPhones, and that the new Skype application would work with 3G, but I didn't know that that same application worked with iPhones. iPod Touch on Wi-Fi, and it does, which is cool, because now being able to use Skype on my iPod Touch is pretty cool, because I can, you know, be anywhere that Wi-Fi is available and be able to use Skype. So I could be in a Starbucks, a McDonald's, here by the library, Wendy's, any number of places, and use Skype if I want. I don't know if, I guess my Skype voicemail works with the application. Of course, I wouldn't be able to record, I know that, because you have to put that recorder right on your computer. So much for the tech stuff, okay? It's been 5 minutes and 36 seconds. So I'm gonna try to do a little jog here. Okay, I'm doing some running. So far my foot's doing okay. I'm gonna go back on the mulch trail here and see how it feels running uneven surfaces. What I may have to do is take a couple of ibuprofen before the race and see how that goes. Got a frog in my throat today. Okay, that's my walk segment. You may get tired of hearing that beep because I've got it set on one and one. Well, I got a new logo for my podcast. I went on Google Docs and found their draw program and just made up a simple logo that has some arrows circling around to indicate maybe that the Lost Trail Runner's running around in circles or something. I don't know. Anyway, that was my brainstorm. So you can see what my logo looks like and decide whether you think it's worth anything or not. But I guess that's the one I'm going to go with. So, and what other improvements have I made? I put a podcast pickle reader on my blog so people can go right on the blog and listen to my podcast without having to go to iTunes or Zune or any other readers or anything. I hope that works out good. Of course, I've got my Skype voicemail so people can call on Skype from anywhere they're located for free. As long as they got Skype on their computer or on their iPhone or on their iPod Touch anyway. What I'm trying to do is increase the amount of subscribers to my podcast because I don't think I really have that many. Of course, I know 3/4 of the time my content might suck, but the personal podcast, right? But I am going to try to restructure the format going forward, not including this podcast. This is just a rambling podcast while I'm testing my toe. A very short one to let you know what's going on. It does hurt a little bit, but not enough to keep me from running, I don't think. Of course, 15K is different than running on a little loop trail to test it out, right? But everything counts. I haven't heard who won the Podcaster's Challenge on Buckeye Outdoors. I went on there and clicked, and it looked like maybe Running Stupid might have pulled it off. If they did, congratulations. If not, well, congratulations to both podcasts because they put in a bunch of miles that last month. Run, Run, Live was right up there. I know it was neck and neck that last week. We need more challenges like that to get people fired up. Not necessarily podcaster challenge, but team challenges, you know, you can sign up for. Like, remember when they had the bad boys are running and the bad girls are running against each other? That was a good challenge. I'll do one of those. That was a year or two ago. Now I'm going downhill. This is probably where my big toe would take the most of a beating, sliding forward on my shoes. You know, the toe hitting the front end. Running downhill, it is a little uncomfortable. I'm gonna have to move my microphone. It's right on top of my heart rate monitor and keeps banging on it. I mean, on the strap. Put it on my shirt too low. Okay, let's try that. I think that's better. Ouch! Going uphill and turning a corner at the same time hurts. It Now I'm over near Five Forks Trickham Road. This is a very small park, and this trail, when it comes through the woods and comes down, comes right out at the intersection of the road that goes into the park and Five Forks. So you'll hear a lot of car traffic in the background because it's a fairly busy road. I want to thank Tim Virtual for now for giving me some hints on my blog about putting some way on there for people to listen to my podcast without having to actually go to iTunes or Zoom.net to get it. And I put a podcast pickle reader on there. Plus, I put a link to my feed so people can click on that link and just download it into whatever kind of reader or device they want to put it in. So we'll see how that works out. And I got a comment on Daily Mail today about somebody listening to my podcast. I'll have to go through and do a little feedback section. I don't have a lot, but I do have a little, and I'll put it in the podcast later on when I finish this workout. Oh, this may be the extent of my running for a while, just doing one and one till my toe heals up. I think I will go down to Jackson to the Xterra race, and once I get there I can decide whether I want to run the race or not. If I don't, I'll just take my camera and go out on the trail and take some pictures. That would work out good. School must be out. Some kids out here hanging on the sidewalk. My Nike Plus just said I had 1 mile to go, and my Garmin shows 1.08, so they're not too far apart. Wish I could get rid of this frog in my throat. It's a humid day today. I think it's about 78 degrees. Sun's out. There's some puffy clouds, but not over me. Just sun and the humidity. Actually, it feels better to run slow than it does to walk. I think in my podcast going forward, I'm going to have a section called Training Corner, where I just have a brief description of what I've done for the week and what's involved with those particular workouts, how they operate, maybe get out some of my books on training and go over some stuff for a little variety. I know one thing, looking at Tim's blog, which is 26.2Quest, and Samantha's, what is it, Run for Fun 2. Those blogs make mine look ill. They have good blogs. I can see why people subscribe to them. Those are very cool. I need to do something with my blog. Mostly my blog is just like copies of my show notes, some pictures, stuff like that. It's not my main thing. My podcast is my main outlet. But it is nice to have a great looking blog like those. Plus their content's pretty good, you know? No, I wouldn't say pretty good, I'd say great. So if you want to read a couple of blogs from around the area where I live, Run for Fun 2, which is the 4 is a 4 and the 2 is a 2. And 26.2 Quest, two good blogs to look at. On my run sections, I'm running about 11 minute pace. But my average is like 15:21 with the walk thrown in. But on a day like today, you don't really worry about pace. This is called a toe checker day, I guess, huh? I want to thank Nigel for helping me out with Skype. I added voicemail to my Skype plus a audio recorder. And I was having trouble getting it to work. And he helped me get it working. So now, y'all can go on Skype, call Lost Trail Runner, and leave a message. Taking those 2 days off made me antsy, I tell ya. I was gonna ride my bike, but never did. I need to start doing that. Get some miles in because my bike miles are way low this year. I decided I wasn't going to do the bicycle ride across Georgia. Now they have a stopover, I believe in Columbus, where they pull in, camp overnight, ride the next morning, camp overnight, and then take off again. I may go down that couple of days to Bragg if things work out right, which is this month actually, and do some short riding just to do it. But they have a weekend ride in August up in Dalton, Georgia, and I think that's what I'm going to gear for, is to go up there. I think they camp at a high school or a rec park or someplace and do loop rides out of there for the weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And I'm planning on doing that. Then they have a spring tune-up ride next spring. Running up on a bunch of people here. Some kids on bikes ahead of me and a couple of women with baby strollers. I'm down to 15:08. Maybe I can get under 15 minutes for this run walk. That'd be cool. Well, I want to thank you all for coming along on this run walk with me. And I appreciate it. And I'll see you again later. Maybe I'll have some voicemail stuff to put in after this, but this is it for right now, so see you then. I've got two items of feedback for this podcast. The first one's from Samantha. She wrote on Twitter, "Lost Trail Runner, listened to your podcast episode 52 this morning. Enjoyed it. Thanks for recording a memorable run." Then I also got a message from Mike on the Daily Mile. He wrote, "Ron, I regularly download and very much enjoy your podcast. I find it entertaining and motivating. I'm 54 and took up running at 50 after losing a bunch of weight. I'm a dedicated Galloway guy and hope to complete my seventh marathon this fall. Thanks." So I got two forms of feedback, one from Twitter and one from Daily Mile. So thanks for giving me a little bit of feedback.
Hey, thanks for listening to today's podcast. We'll be here next time. Keep the emails coming in and be sure to subscribe.